Alrighty, welcome everybody. This is episode 3 of season 2, and we are talking to a lovely guest today from Victoria. Her name is Gemma. She'll be on a little bit later. We've also got some amazing prizes and a surprise prize for you all. Say that when you're drunk. Now, we do have a moderator that's lurking in the background, keeping an eye on you all, so keep it PG. But by all means, chat amongst yourselves, join in. We love the interaction.
Yes, please join in. So, like we said, we're going to go around the traps as usual, and Gemma's in the house. We're going to talk about the Geo Tour. It's now gone live in Ballarat. The calendar photo of the month, we've got another winner there. That's going to be announced at the end again. And like Terrian just mentioned, got another giveaway thanks to John and Di at geostuff.com.au, plus a bit of a mystery prize there from Geocaching Victoria as well. So,
I'll wait for that.
hang around. It's towards the end of the show as always. So if you haven't already, grab something to drink, have a chat, let us know what's going on, and enjoy the show.
Yeah, alrighty, let's get started. Alrighty, so starting with around the traps, we've got the Aussie and New Zealand mega news. These are some of the events that we know about. So the Cache Queensland Daybro event is on the 2nd to the 5th of April. That's getting really close now. If you haven't got your will attend, get to it.
Only a month to go.
You're going, aren't you, Gary?
At this stage, yes. Yeah. Borders.
I know, right. Yeah, fingers crossed. All of that. Oh, dear. That looks like it's going to be a really great event. If anyone watched our show last month, you will be informed and in the know. If not, go back and watch it.
Yes.
all right. Following on from there, we've got Western Australia Goes Big. So that's on in Albany. That's on the 5th to the 7th of June this year. Mm-hmm. If you're over that way or if the borders are open, head on over. Following on from that, in October, we have the Geo Venture, which was 2020, has been moved forward to 2021. 2nd of October, that one, that'll be in Millicent, South Australia. So pretty close to Melbourne for all those Melbourneites as well. They can just duck on over. And following on from that one later in October, we've got the Auckland event. Once again, that one was scheduled for 2020, has moved to 2021. That's 23rd, 25th of October.
And again, that's obviously borders pending, whether or not we're allowed out of the country.
All righty. Then after that, we've got the a little bit of news you probably already heard, but the Going Ape Mega, the HQ 20th anniversary celebration event, and the Geo Woodstock event, which is going to be in Canada, they've all been postponed another year. So they're going from August of 2021 to August of 2022. So once again, see what time brings.
I think we might have just missed on the Wangaratta event too then. Just bring that one up in November.
My apologies.
That's all right. So just the Wangaratta event, 13th, 14th of November at this stage. Fingers crossed.
Welcome, Duncan, all the way from Norfolk Island. Welcome. Hope you enjoy the show. Thanks for joining us.
And people from everywhere. It's
getting exciting. That's right. We're going international.
Oh, dear. So moving on. Souvenirs. You're not going to believe it. The wonders What's of the that? World. The wonders are still going.
And been extended.
They have been extended. They are extended. They've now got, what's it calling them? The natural wonders and the solar system wonders. Same as before, there's 7 in each. You got to look on the cache pages to see if what you need's in them, and that's how you get them. You got to get all the naturals first, and then the solar system opens up, and then you get all of them, and then when you get all of them, you get the ultimate explorer souvenir. So there's, I think that's got 3 souvenirs, and plus all the other little things that go on your page as well.
Souvenirs galore.
So there's a few there, and they got the Cache In Trash Out Season 1, which kicked off 2 days ago, 1st of March, which goes through until the 31st of May. A little bit later on, we've got the Blue Switch Day, which is the 30th of April, so that's another souvenir. And Perseverance has a souvenir that they've announced. When and if it goes live and you're able to log the TV, you'll be able to get a souvenir there as well. So there was some talk on Facebook the other day that people had actually logged it, but I don't know if I'd don't know if it's gone live or if they're just pulling a chain or what.
I haven't checked the cash page in the last few days, but last time I looked, it had actually been disabled.
Yeah, right.
They're probably people from logging it until they release the picture.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on there, but it'll go live eventually. Everyone will
tell us. They'll tell us what's going on.
They'll tell us. Someone will tell us.
Can't miss it.
Don't forget your locationless cache. Now that the cash in trash out season started, you might be able to double up on that one. Get the cache in trash out souvenir and the locationless icon for GC8 Neat. And the Adventure Lab thing's still going on too. If you want to apply for an Adventure Lab, you can go to geocaching.com/play/request/Adventure Lab and providing that you meet the criteria, you can apply for an Adventure Lab if you want one of those. And to wrap up around the traps, we've got Cache of the Month for a couple of spots this time. We've got for New South Wales for January, we have Newcastle Coastal Tour. Yeah, yes. That's the one. Placed by Big Matt and Shell in 2017. It's a virtual cache that brings you to the beautiful coastal edge of Newcastle area. The virtual tour takes you to a number of locations which showcase the area there. February's not available as yet, but we do have one for WA this month.
Yes.
Albany Quarantine. Is that WA? I think it was. Yes, Western Australia's first geocache. That's right. Placed on the 27th of March 2001. And it's been, apparently this cache, when it was put out, was approved for publication by Jeremy Irish. That's how old it is. It was still their job back then to approve all the caches. So, yeah, so it's been since 2001. It's got 72 favourite points. It's located along the road to the old quarantine station. And looking at the map there, it looks like an awesome spot to go and have a bit of vacation day. There's a few other caches around it as well. So, and it's also the inspiration for the event coin celebrating 20 years of caching in WA. And if you go to their website.
Have a look at it. Such a cool coin.
Can't remember the actual website, sorry. Just if you Google WA geocaching, it'd be in there. That's all we got on the around the traps tonight. That rounds that up. So
righty, let's end that days. Section. Gary, do you want to introduce our guest tonight?
Yes, I can do that. Gemma. Tonight's guest is Gemma. She's here tonight to talk of a brand new geo tour that has gone live out of Ballarat, Victoria, which is GT4A1. She's part of the organising committee. She's here to answer some questions and just to chat about the tour in general. So everyone, welcome Gemma to the show. Hey, Gemma.
Hello. Well, thanks for having me.
So how's sunny Victoria?
Oh, we had a beautiful weekend. It's been a bit colder the last couple of days, but that's okay. I mean, I work during the day, so it's all good.
Fair enough.
Alrighty, chat room, if you've got any questions for Gemma, put them in the chat room and we will try our best to get to them.
Righty, hey. We're going to start some easy questions here for you, Gemma, so you should know the answers to these ones. What is your caching name and how did you come up with it?
So my caching name is Gemma Sistema. I didn't come up with it. When I started geocaching, I didn't know what I was signing up for. So I used my full name. So my full name is Gemma Sementsma. And a few months in, once I started going to events, behind my back, people were calling me Gemma Sistema because they couldn't, no one could pronounce my surname. So that's what they started calling me. And I'm like, oh my God, how cool is that? So basically after about 6 months in, I switched and now I'm Gemma Sistema.
Rolls off the tongue too.
It does, yeah.
So when and how did you start caching?
So I'm totally blaming Sensible Shoes, who are based in Sydney. My day job is as a librarian, and Andrew and Lisa, actually, both from Sensible Shoes, are both librarians, and I'd met them many years ago at a conference up in Brisbane, and was Facebook friends, and Andrew kept posting this stuff on Facebook about geocaching, and I'm like, what is this thing he keeps on going on about? And finally one night I Googled it, I signed up, and the next morning on the way to work I found my first cache, and as they say, the rest is history. So totally their fault.
Totally their fault. They're nice people too. We've run into them a couple of times around the place, and they're good for a chat.
Yes, they're gorgeous.
So in terms of stats for geocaching, do you have any that are your favourite stats?
That's a good question. I guess, you know, I don't consider myself a number chaser, but I'm pretty proud, or obsessed, or whatever you want to call it, with the fact that I've I think I hit 7 years in May this year, and I found just over 7,000 caches, so that's not a bad effort for me with a couple of little kids, or they're not quite so little anymore.
They would have been little when you started, though.
They were. I remember picking my oldest up from kinder when I discovered and go, oh, come on, let's go get one after kinder pickup. And, and then a three-year-old at the time just got dragged around. So he's now just turned 10, so...
Yeah,
they're not quite so little. You can't lift them up anymore to get that cache out of the tree, or not as they can climb trees though. So
no, they come in handy.
It does, and I think caching wise, I quite enjoy placing caches as well. So I've got a couple of hundred caches out there, a bit of everything. So some earth caches and.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of trads. That's what I enjoy finding. Lots of systemas in the bush. So I guess I enjoy both aspects, both finding and
hiding.
And hiding, yeah.
Oh, sorry,
we might jump on in then to the main topic of the show, the Geo Tour, the new one and only Geo Tour in Australia, located in Ballarat. So I know you did have a launch event for that. How did the event go?
So it was a bit touch and go because, firstly, we've got a beautiful lake in Ballarat, so we decided that we would hold it around the lake. And then a beer festival came along on the same day. So we had to change our location to a big park that wasn't too far away. And then, obviously, Victoria went into a five-day lockdown. So it was a bit touch and go until the Wednesday before the launch, at which point instead of having 100 outside, you could only have 20.
Oh.
So then it was a bit of a last-minute scramble to find a venue because it might sound a bit crazy, but you're allowed to have 100 people inside.
Right.
So we ended up at the showgrounds. Yeah, so we ended up at the showgrounds. In the cattle pavilion, there was no cattle at the time, and let's just say it was a hot day, and it was a tin shed, and it was we were having a bit of a joke and calling it Ballarat's newest sauna. So it was absolutely disgustingly hot in there. But to be COVID safe and to launch the tour on the date that we'd planned, and obviously people had booked accommodation and all of the things that go with it, we went into this hot tin shed and we had, I think there's about 130, 140 people came to the launch. So it was a fantastic number of people. And then they scattered really quickly. We didn't talk for very long so that people could go out and get fresh air.
Fair enough. So can you tell us what is a geo tour in its particular sense?
Yeah, so I guess a geo tour really is, it's a tourism type venture. And so particularly in the US, a lot of, you know, the equivalent of our councils or local shires will, I guess you have to stump up some money to have a geo tour. So they will basically put money up, caches will go out and it will bring people to your region. And then the flow and effects are that people stay the night, they spend money, and also they discover the amazing locations that are in your town. So our geo tour obviously does all of those things, but in order to get the grant, so we got a grant from Vic Health, so one of their Reimagining Health grants. So obviously part of that is also having events, so to connect people to help with social isolation and loneliness that happened during COVID, and also to get people out and active. So I guess generally speaking, a geo tour is a tourism grant, but we're also using it with a health spin, I guess, to get the best of both worlds.
That's great. I might just go a little bit off script here. We've got a question from the chat room that I think is a good place to start. Just pop it up on the screen there. So Kitty Cat, she wants to know, is there a passport for the Geo Tour or do you just head out and grab the caches?
No passport. We, so everybody that's helped to put this Geo Tour together are volunteers. And yes, we did get some funding, but basically it's the bare minimum to cover what we need to do. So it's all voluntary run. And so basically we have gone with a keep it simple approach. So no passports. So often what a passport will do at the end is allow you to either get free geo coins or to purchase them. And so you just need to find the 25 caches and then you can purchase the coins at the end.
I think that leads on into the next question, Gary.
Just trying to see where we're up. Oh, do you need HQ to approve the Geo Tour badge, so to speak, or can anything just be called a Geo Tour?
No, so there's very strict rules around a Geo Tour. So a reviewer would never allow publication of anything that had the word Geo Tour. You would never be able to print a coin that has the word Geo Tour. And so I guess the unique thing with a Geo Tour is that so when you do a cache, there's attributes. So it might be kid friendly, or you might have to climb a tree, or park and grab, or any of those things. So the 25 caches, or the only 25 caches in Australia right now that have a Geo Tour attribute, are the ones in Ballarat. So I guess that's a rare thing to be able to find as well.
Yep.
But you cannot use it without basically paying money.
So is there a geocache at every waypoint, or is it like a big multi where you gather all the information and then there's one at the end?
No, so there's 25 separate caches that are listed, and of the 25, so there are, I think it's 17 trads, 4 multis, 2 mysteries and a letterbox. And so obviously it's realistically, if you didn't, so if you actually use the geocaching app instead of a third-party app like Cachely or anything like that, so when you click into one of them, there's actually a little banner that comes up on the top that says this is part of a Geo Tour, and then you can click on that and it will take you through and just bring up all of those specific caches. But yeah, so it's realistically, most people won't even know. Obviously diehard geocachers like us that are all here today will understand, but there'll be plenty of people that just serendipitously come across them as well. So
Kitty Catch is just chucking there. She's obviously done her research, and there's also an earth cache.
Oh yeah, and an earth cache. Clearly knew that was all the types that we could have. I tried to get a virtual, but we weren't allowed one. So
yeah, okay, fair enough.
Is there a code in each side in each one, or
nope. So we wanted to keep it simple because obviously, as I said, we're all volunteers, and so obviously there's a team of people that will go around and help if something goes missing or something needs maintenance. But if things get stolen and then there's a code in the top, you know, we've all been out there where multis are missing or this whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, for most of us work full time, and this is the hobby on the side. So really it was very much a keep it simple, and obviously there's lots of different ways you can do one. And we also thought that there hasn't been one for quite a while, and certainly not in Victoria. It was quite a few years ago when Eildon Geo Tour was around, and we sort of thought, well, let's go with simple, and then hopefully we'll have another Geo Tour in a few years and they can tack on all those bits that we didn't do.
Do we get a souvenir if we do some/all of the tour?
You need to complete the Geo Tour to get the souvenir.
So there is an actual souvenir involved there.
There is a souvenir. Yep. Yep.
Sweet.
So
everyone chasing souvenirs for another excuse to go to Ballarat. Is it possible to complete it all in a day? Like, would you get the full benefit doing it in one day, or
better? You can, and obviously, so there's lots of different ways you can do a Geo Tour. And I think what we've tried to do is be strategic in the way that we've approached ours. So every single cache that you will find is located within the city of Ballarat. So the hope is that we will have some really good data that HQ will give us to say this is how many people came, and this is how they can tell us how long people stayed for and all that sort of stuff. And the hope is that we will be able to take that data to another council area and say, oh, look, this is what we did in Ballarat. Will you hit up, give us some money, basically, to do another one in your area. So the city of Ballarat isn't a huge area because obviously, you know, Ballarat's fairly big within itself. You could do it all in a day. Somebody said it took them about 9 hours. We obviously make you get out and walk to some. And we've obviously, you know, there's, you have to go to the, you know, the outer edge of the shire in both directions and, you know, walk up a mountain and all that sort of stuff. But I think, you know, what we're encouraging people to do is to come and stay. Obviously, you know, we've been hit hard by the events of last year. We want to encourage, as a tourism thing, we want to encourage people to come stay in Ballarat. And, I mean, obviously you can chase just the 25, but Ballarat has a ton of amazing caches and heaps of adventure labs. So there's certainly, you know, plenty to do, not just the geotour ones.
Kitty Cache also says the same thing there, lots of lab caches and others to do there as well. So stay the night and enjoy it.
Yeah, and support our, you know, businesses in our town.
Local areas, that's right. Where are we up to? Oh, Julie from the chat room's got one here as well for you. If you do the geo tour, do you get to keep the icon forever?
So I think when you say icon, you mean the attribute. So obviously when you get the souvenir, you get to keep that forever. The attribute is different. So that is a geocaching HQ, let's just say issue, I guess. So if you've done a geo tour in the past in Australia, so I think there's been three, you would have got that attribute when you were doing it and you would have retained the attribute when it was live. But when it gets archived, or, you know, after the one, two, three, however many years that geo tour is around, you lose that attribute. We can't control it. We have spoken to, you know, we've obviously made our feelings very, very clear to HQ because that's one of the big questions that people ask that have obviously done it before. I didn't know this was an issue until, you know, late last year when someone's like, oh, what about the attribute? Because you're just like, oh. So, so no, unfortunately, you don't get to keep it. We've put in our thoughts about how we think that we should be able to keep it, but that's a HQ decision.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, to be honest, there hasn't been a geo tour since I've been caching in Australia that I'm aware of, and I didn't even know that there was an attribute. So there you go.
Obviously different people chase different things. So I'm a bit like you. I'm not fussed about attributes, but I'm sure, not that there is yet. And someone said, "Oh, there'll be a challenge cache out about it." So you're like, "Oh, all right. Well, then at least I'll qualify, I guess." Once I haven't found them all myself, so I'm trying to find them one each day to you know, eke it out a bit.
Too busy organizing it.
Well, also, no, it's a totally strategic thing. If I take longer to find them, the stats look better because it will look like someone's been here for 25 days finding them. So I'm finding one a day and logging them, you know, one per day. So
fair enough.
Got a bit of feedback here from the chat room. Just what a fabulous initiative this is. Win-win for tourism, businesses, geocaching. So congrats to you. Yeah,
it is. It's fantastic. And it's for me, obviously, I'm one of the ones that helped get it going, and so I live in Ballarat, which is why it's here. So it's fantastic, obviously, for the Ballarat geocaching community, who have been incredibly supportive. So we had, obviously, we had Geocaching Victoria, who went along with a crazy idea and allowed. I sit on that committee, so allowed us to put in for the grant, and then we had a small team in Ballarat who helped decide where everything was going to go. And we've got about 15 different locals that have all put a cache or two out each and are maintaining that. So there's been incredible support locally. We're a pretty tight-knit community down here. And obviously, you know, we've got amazing reviewers that have helped along the way. So we've been really, really fortunate. And, I mean, I must admit, I was just so excited when they went live. And then obviously you wait for every single one to be found so that you know that they're still there. And I guess just, you know, it's a weight off your shoulders because you're obviously after the COVID thing thinking, oh my God, are we going to have to move it again? But we didn't. So it was all good. So they're at least, they're good. Out now.
Gary, did you want to chuck up that question from the chat room from Facebook, Sheridan?
Sheridan, yeah. It's very similar to one that's coming up on our notes as well. So how long is it guaranteed to be active? A year or so? Or like people need to plan travel if they want to find it?
So we're fortunate that we've managed to – so there was another question further up about what does it cost. So basically costs are different depending on which geo tour option you take. And so we've, again, gone with the, I guess, you know, the base option, so the lowest of the low. And so the way we've been able to work that means that this particular geo tour will be here for 3 years. So obviously they can go anywhere from one till basically till you keep paying at the end of the day. So we negotiated.
Payment system, is it?
Yeah, so there's obviously the first year is more expensive and then there's every subsequent year is, you know, a lower price. So we negotiated a 3-year price up front because, you know, obviously we had funds that had to be spent. And so we just wanted to do it up front so we knew where we were placed moving forward. So you've got 3 years. So it'll finish early 2024. So plenty of time to come down to Ballarat.
Also gives people like that, like what Sheridan said there, gives people time to plan their travel and everything. The 3 years, that'd be good.
Yeah,
that's actually quite a run of people asking the same question through that. So that was obviously one that everyone wanted the answer to. I'm not sure. Maybe someone can help me on this one. Oz Fox has put a comment up for the 7th of March. Is the 7th of March something significant that we should know about, that you can get 12 path types?
Not specifically to do with the geo tour, but obviously if you are planning to come, it might not be a bad day to hit up Ballarat because there will be 12 cache types available. So there's a Saito, a community event, a normal event, and then obviously the there you can get labs all the time. So, you know, then the rest of them. So a lab, letterbox, multi, mystery, trad.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Virtual, death cache, something else. I've forgotten one.
The Geo Tour icon. There you go. And Houston Dave's just chimed in there too. He's going to put this one on his bucket list.
Look, there's plenty in the US too. So, I mean, if you look at the map, it's quite incredible.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're more well-versed in Geo Tours than we are. We've only got one.
For sure.
We've got to get the hang of it.
Julio saying, wonderful initiative and looking forward to getting there to do it. So, very good.
Surely we're all going past Ballarat at some stage in the next 3 years.
Oh, you'd think
that's
so.
That's right.
Wouldn't you? So, you mentioned before, and I'll just bring it up again. You got the sponsorship associated. So, it was Victorian Health, was it? Sort of just to get out and about, a mental health type thing?
It was a reimagining health grant, which was funded by Vic Health, which is one of the departments, I think, that falls, you know, slot somewhere under the Department of Health, I think, in Victoria. So a local Victorian grant. And basically it was a COVID recovery grant to try and get people healthy and active. And obviously we put the nature spin on it and the events and bringing people together spin, which is obviously it was a fantastic, you know, phone call to get from my local MP to tell us that we were successful.
Is that for a year, the grant, or is that ongoing?
No, it was a one-time grant. So, So we obviously looking at other grant options that are out there to do other things in Victoria. So there's, lots of things to do.
The next sort of question we've got on our list is sort of similar to what Kitty Catch has chucked up. So I'll chuck Kitty Catches up. So if you finish the Geo Tour, you're eligible to place an order for a coin. Is there I don't think we have a picture of the coin, do we? Or how much does it cost?
So if you go to the Geocaching Victoria Inc. website, you can head into the shop. You will see there's three coins that are available to purchase. So the first one is a standard coin. So anybody can buy that, regardless of whether you found a cache or not, just to help support GVI in bringing events like this and megas and that sort of stuff to the state of Victoria. The second coin you can purchase after you found 10 of the GeoTour caches. And the final coin you can purchase after you found all 25 of the caches. And there is a fourth coin that you cannot see because it's a limited edition coin, and you can win those in a few different ways, but obviously coming to our events is one way to win, and other ways too that we're, I guess, we're making up as we go along.
I'm just trying to find the coins here. Okay, so the 10 finds is $20. So 10 finds is $20. 25 finds is $25. And a Ballarat Geo Tour standard Geo coin is $20 also.
Yeah.
So $20 or $25 depending on which one you're getting at the time.
Yeah, or 65 for all three. They actually haven't hit the country yet. We're waiting on them to arrive. But obviously they can be posted, or if you're coming down for a mega event, so obviously the Wangaratta event is happening later in the year, you can pick them up from there.
Nice. Is there a limited number, or?
We've ordered a limited number, but obviously we can order more stock depending on how popular they are.
Yeah, okay, so that's still an option for you as such. Just looking at the chat room, just making sure we're not missing anything. Oz Fox, huge congratulations to the community there at Ballarat.
Thanks, Jace.
Yeah, so I have cheated a bit. I've gone through and stalked the page a little bit, and some of the logs on there, everyone seems to be enjoying the tour. It'll be a hit by the sounds of things. Is there anything else coming up, or anything else you want to chat about or mention that we haven't asked you, or anything?
Not necessarily. Obviously, depending on when you come to Ballarat, it's known to be a bit cold in winter, so bring your jacket, especially if you're from up north. But otherwise, it's a really beautiful spot. You know, there's a fantastic lake that I guess is the showpiece of Ballarat. And for those that I'm sure you've heard of Ballarat and gold, so we've got some incredible historic buildings in this town. It's absolutely beautiful. And it's not a massive town. So I think what the Geo Tour really does is give you a taste of all of those highlights when you come and visit. So hopefully, you know, it entices you to either come back or to spend a bit longer and do some of those things that are locally around Ballarat. But it's a beautiful place.
It's just sort of a question. Is there a particular order that you need to find the caches in, or any order will do?
Any order is fine, yep.
Nice.
They're sort of, and I must admit, when we weren't very strategic when we did them. They were just numbered as we went because it was a bit last minute. So, you know, trying to, all those things that happen at the end. So, and then once they were locked in, we couldn't change them. So we just, they're a bit random, but you can just do them in any order.
Nice.
Just all got right. Another question on Facebook there from Paul Marshall. He's asking, if there's enough uptake and coins purchased, is the life of the tour likely to be extended? Like, is that a possibility?
I guess it's a possibility. That's obviously at least 2 years down the track before we would look at doing anything like that. But I guess for me, I think 3 years is long enough. And I guess, as I indicated at the start, what we would really like to do is, you know, after the, you know, say 2 year mark where we've got some really good data, is hit up another council and try and have another geo tour somewhere. But obviously, you know, that's time and effort, and that's a long way in the future with plenty of other things to do in between. So who knows? Watch this space, I guess.
Never know what will happen. That's awesome. Thanks, Paul.
Kitty Catch has just mentioned to your comment there that Canberra caches can handle the cold.
They sure can. It's the Queenslanders that I worry about, because I can't handle the heat when I go there. So.
And Danielle just mentioned that, yep, sure can. That's good. And Ozfox just on there is great variety of caches there in Ballarat, and he's working his way through them.
Yeah, there's some great hides here.
Thank you. While we're waiting, thank you for joining us, Gemma. It's been very informative.
And, no worries.
Hopefully get some people to go and visit Ballarat.
Yeah, hopefully this has inspired people to get in the car and go.
Tank Engine's just written something in here. What happens if a cache gets archived in the tour?
Well, hopefully they won't. I guess I'm not quite sure, because I guess we haven't talked about that, because we're assuming none will. Yeah. That's a really good question. I guess we've got a team of people that are willing to reply. And look, unfortunately, we've already had one stolen. I guess is the word in the first week. So I guess what we'll do is the plan will be to, you know, slightly, and, you know, we had to adjust a couple of coordinates on one because one was in a place where it probably shouldn't have been, and you know, one was, you know, 6 meters off or something, and then people were having trouble. And so the aim is actually for it to be open for everyone and for them to be, you know, accessible. So they're all low terrain and low difficulty level. It's more about enjoying and exploring Ballarat. And I guess if you know, so we've got one on, I guess, watch at the minute. And if something happens to the replacement, then we'll move it, you know, within 100 metres, I guess, of where it is to a not so, I guess, dodgy spot. We didn't think it was dodgy when we put it there, but I guess, I guess, you know, like other things, when you do stuff and think it's okay and,
yeah.
And then you find out afterwards, maybe not.
I just thought of, is there a restriction on distance? Like, obviously, you get to 161, but the maximum?
No, so basically when you have a geotour, we actually have managed to get everything. I think, and then that's, I was alluding to before that we have a fantastic caching community. So there was probably maybe 10 caches that were archived to make room for caches that have gone out. So people have been really good in that sense, but they're actually, with a geotour, you get a bit of leeway. So, you know, there was one spot that we were looking at and, you know, we could only get 100 metres from it, and it was like, oh. So, you know, potentially we could have been a bit closer than 161 for some caches, but at the end of the day we managed to find spots that suited our needs that didn't require shortening of distance. But I guess, you know, they do allow that as part of a geotour.
Okay, so a little bit more lenient, because they want, I guess they want the tour to go ahead, really, don't they? So.
Well, that's right. Yeah, it's money for GOHQ. So,
So, got an interesting question here from Facebook, Lisa Wilmont. What would you suggest is the best size group to do the tour? The more or the smaller, more the better, or small groups?
I would say smaller. You know, I think there's a few groups that have done it on the last couple of weekends where, you know, 2 or 3 cars maximum, I guess. So, what, you know, 5 to 7 people at one time. Obviously, you know, you can do it however you like, but I think sometimes you don't enjoy the experience. Well, you enjoy it because there's a big group of people, but sometimes you miss out on stuff when there's a big group of people as opposed to a smaller group. So,
yeah, it's different, isn't it?
And just thinking with, you mentioned that it's completely within the boundaries of Ballarat and stuff. So, I'm assuming that parking's not an issue at any of these places. Like, there's not, you know, dodgy.
No, so obviously there's, I think there's the two caches that are in the centre of town. You can, basically there's free parking for an hour, so you should be able to complete the caches in that allotted time. Everywhere else is, you know, maybe 2 hours if it's around the lake or close to the lake, but you don't need to pay for parking at any of those places. So pretty much everything's accessible most of the time, except, you know, so in Ballarat we have big rowing regattas. So the second day of the launch, there was, you know, the lake was chockers full of people rowing. So, and, you know, and one of the caches is near the very, very beginning of the rowing course, you know, like we're talking 20 metres away. So obviously, you know, there's times where stuff's going to be busy, but generally speaking, you're pretty safe.
So you had a beer festival and a rowing regatta all on the same weekend.
We did. Yeah, yeah. So nice. Opposite ends of the lake. It's a big lake.
Fair enough. All right. Dave's just chucked in there. It's maintained the caches during the 3 years. Usually takes a good team of local caches. Sounds like you've got a good team behind you and with you there anyway. So,
yeah, so everyone's got their cache on watch, and I'm watching everything. And obviously, you know, everybody sort of knows that if, oh, someone's away, then we'll just hit up someone else in the group to come and fix it. And I think, you know, for the most part, caches are pretty pretty good people anyway. So, you know, if a logbook's full, they'll change it for you and, you know, those sort of things. So I'll say when we allocated the caches, we tried to put it near where everybody lived. So, you know, it was sort of, that's really close to your house, so you take that one. And
close to be able to maintain
Who got the D5?
No D5.
No D5.
Well, and I guess that was one of the things that we wrote in the grant. So one of the reasons is that they're easier terrain and easier difficulties is that we wanted to make this accessible for everyone. Yeah. And so there'll be some local publicity that we do with council and state government coming up. We just didn't want to do any publicity prior because numbers were tight with how many were allowed outside, and we didn't want to have anyone show up and then, you know, get in trouble for being in a large group outside when, all of the sort of stuff that goes with being politically incorrect. So so that'll follow.
All right. I think we've got all the questions that we've had.
Yeah, we've exhausted our questions. So if anyone in the chat room has any more follow-up questions, please get them in quick. Otherwise, we will wrap up this section.
Yep.
And move it on.
Julie's just chucked in a comment there of the caching community is awesome.
They sure are.
They sure are, yeah.
It's amazing how geocachers, like, we're volunteers, you know. We'll always volunteer to help an event or whatever's needed doing. If someone's, you know, log is full, I'll replace it. Like, it's quite amazing.
Yeah, there's not too many bad eggs.
No. So,
I think we've finished with the questions, Gemma. So, again, thanks for joining us. If you want to stick around.
Yeah, hang around.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah
thanks for having me.
No worries. Thank you. All righty, guys. Remember, if you'd like to be on the show, send us an email, geocachingdownunder@gmail.com.au. Or just .com, not .au. Don't mind me. I need dinner. All right. So let's move on to our next section, which is pretty exciting. Cool. All righty. So first we're going to jump on into our calendar. So we've had another awesome month for our calendar competition. We've had quite a few entries. So thank you, everyone, for submitting your photos. It's been quite interesting to see some of the photos that submitted this month, or last month, I should say.
They're a bit different to what we've been getting.
Yeah, that's great. All right, Gary, if you're ready with the picture, I will announce the February winner is... Yep. Let me just get to my... I don't have... Never mind, carry on. It is Thomas Schultz, which is a tank engine. So this picture is in Nemadji National Park, and I believe this was a caching day out with Lisa and Danielle. Why one of our Patreons. So that looks like a pretty fun day, caching day out. That's a pretty picture for February. So that's going in the calendar. Congratulations, Tank Engine. Thank you for submitting.
Thanks for submitting, and thanks for everyone for voting as well. It's hey, crowd goes wild.
Small crowd goes wild. all right. Yeah. So we have put up the March post. So there it is there. Find that picture on our page. Scroll on down. Put in the comments your pictures. Mm-hmm. Obviously keeping it PG.
Yes.
We're counting the winners by number of votes, which is reaction. So like, love, cry, anger, whatever it is, most wins. Tell us how you really feel. we'll announce the next winner next month. So thank you, everyone, for participating. It's been great.
Yeah, just look, like Taryn just said, just look for that photo in the comments. Put your photo in there. Get in there and comment as well. Make it fun. It has been fun so far. It's been really good. So.
Yeah. It's been some really good shots. Some really good
photography. There has been some really awesome photos that didn't win. So it's
I know. And that's the other thing. If you didn't win, feel free to submit your photo again the next month, you know?
Yeah, don't double them up. Not the winning one. If you did win.
The winning one, no.
Contact us through the email. Let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods. We only see some things on Facebook, but we rely on you guys to let us know what's going on as well. So just hit us up on the, what's it called, email. If you want a topic for it that you want us to discuss, tell us what you'd like to chat about. It's your show. Let us make it fun for you.
Yeah.
Thanks to Geocaching Victoria and the Ballarat Geo Tour for that, and also for geostuff.com.au for ongoing support. It's awesome. Without you guys, at the end of the show, would be very boring.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Massive thanks to the sponsors, which you pretty much just covered. But Lainey Kelly at LKCG, couldn't do this without you. Thank you very much. Also, GeoStuff, couldn't do this without you. Thank you. And our Patreons, thank you for donating each month. You do help the show to keep running. So we've got See My Shell, Kitty Catch in the room, chat room, Green Cordial, GC Jazz, Kingfisher AU, Snappy Tomcats, Julie, she's also here, Darren Archer, he's here, Captain Roverman, GeoGear, Kim Jarvis, and DTY, who is here tonight. So thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much, everyone, for being here live. And also a big thank you to everybody on the replay, whether you're viewing or just listening. Speaking of that, you can watch the replay on YouTube or listen via podcast apps such as Spotify, Podbean, Stitcher, etc. So thank you, everyone. And with that, that's our hour-ish mark that we usually aim for. And
once again, Gemma, thank you for joining us, telling us all about the Ballarat Geo Tour. Looking forward to getting down there to see that.
No worries. See you all soon.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, everyone. Enjoy.